It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor.
Not really, because a lot of people are real pissy. We gonna get
would
right
you
on
be mine?
A little bit. Man.
Would you be mine? What's going on, good people? Y'all are tuned in to the Doctor's Order Show here at the Spear Network. We are trying to be the number one show on the block. We're pushing toward that. And with your help, we're going to make it happen. It is good to be back here in the studio. Once again this week, hope everybody had a great 4th of July and all of that stuff and pop firecrackers and everybody was still around. Just FYI, if you are friends with me and you still popping firecrackers, go ahead and delete yourself off of my page right now. We got people still popping firecrackers. I'm driving down the street, see explosions in there. I'm thinking the world coming to an end. But, yeah, you know.
I'm like, y'all need to.
Do something with the fire.
My mama is 72 years old. She said, "Was that a pump?"
A pump.
I said, "What you know about that? A pump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. How would you know?" She said, "I'm going to the house."
I
said, "Okay."
Yeah, but it's good, man. We had that little break. Gave y'all a little break away from us. So it's just it's good to be back here in the house. Tell us what's up. Catch us up on what's going on, Tasha. What you got?
Oh, well, I filmed this past weekend. I was cast for a movie called Sold Out. And it's kind of a, how can I describe it? It's something to do with selling your soul. So, you know, I don't want to tell you all everything. I'll let y'all know. I just want y'all to see it. It's going to be pretty good, though.
You selling your soul?
No, I'm not selling my soul. Someone is trying to get me to sell my soul.
Oh, okay.
But it's good, though. I'm not going to put everything out there, but y'all stay tuned.
Okay.
And, you know, that's what's going on. I'm just trying to get my acting thing, you know, rolling.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Sean, I saw your sermon this Sunday.
Sean's
I see you was getting
bit.
It. I mean, God dog it.
Sean,
I almost ain't want to cuss, God damn it.
Sean, what's happening with
you? I mean, you know, it is what it is. First day of summer for me. Summer school ended last week, of course, right before the 4th of July. So this is my first official day of vacation until the fall. So I got pretty much a month exactly to kind of just chill. So that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And this one right here.
I know.
This busy bee right
I've
here.
I've been busy.
What's going on? Talk to us about it. Talk to us.
I opened up a spot that's been really, really good and tiresome. But it's been really fun, and I feel blessed by it. And I started back doing normal stuff. So just busy working.
Yeah. Well, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that as long as you're getting paid. Yeah. I've been chilling, man, just been relaxing and cooling out. I know I'm getting ready next week. Y'all are fortunate. Next week, I got to go back. I got to go get it next week, Monday.
What you got?
Football, baby.
It's 2 days
already?
Oh, yeah,
you back already.
Football starts. I'm back on the 15th, baby. So y'all going to see me. I'm going to come in. I'm probably going to be looking like this shirt. I'm going to be real dark. Weird dog might lose some weight. I might get sexy around here. Maybe. I don't know.
Lord.
Jury's still out on that one.
Boy.
People, I want to get this one going. I can't wait. When I heard about it this week, I knew we had to get started on this one. So I'm ready for it. Our boy Chris Beasy is in the media once again. Y'all, I am a big fan of Chris Brown. Okay? I am a big fan. I'm a big fan of all of the antics and all the crazy because it's entertainment. I really enjoy it. I don't know anything about this guy's, you know, his personal life. People talk about he got this, he's this, he's all that. I don't care. He's an entertainer.
Right.
That's what I like. Shut up. So the latest is that he kind of found himself into a little hot water because he was a lyric in his song. Said basically that he only F with the black women with the good hair. And of course, it was some other folks that came on there and started getting at him. Like, Oh, what you saying?
Yeah, and that was Tokyo Vanity. For those of you that's not familiar with Tokyo Vanity, she's from New Orleans. And she, you know, she's into the whole, I think she does makeup or nails or something.
She does everything. She's all around.
Like
she's a bigger
girl. Everything, right? Yeah. And she's a heavier set girl or whatever.
Oh, that explains his comeback. Skin. Okay.
Well,
right. Yeah.
Something like that.
But she's a pretty girl, whatever. Okay. And she's connected to Judy, Big Booty Judy. They came up with the.
Are you about to croak? I'm about to hold my mule.
She's connected to the girl that came up with Kaleidoscope, the hairline. The growth hairline. And super.
John, like,
So yeah. Anyway, you don't know any of them. Yeah, whatever. They're all from Louisiana. But anyway, Tokyo
Vanity. It was a group
Vanity,
of them that they came up. That what makes them successful is they were all friends and
they came up together.
A thing to come up together.
Right,
so.
Right. So, yeah. So Tokyo is a very, they're all outspoken, but Tokyo is a very outspoken person. And when she saw that, she recapped a couple of times when she was out and he invited some of, I guess, her friends into the sections or whatever like that. And she talked a whole lot of noise about him and said that he only let people in his section that were light skinned and did heroin and cocaine. And like, she just really ripped him, like ripped him.
You know why I'm laughing, right?
Why? No, why?
I mean, I'm just because I know the reaction. And I'm understanding now the reaction he gave. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, she really went off on him, and she was like, "Don't play that card because, you know, you're this and this and this and that." And yeah, I was like, "Ooh,
we went too far." that all of that is great. I want to focus on Chris. Look, Chris' comeback was awesome, man.
I don't want to cuss.
You never seen it?
Was it the comeback you told me about?
Yeah, I was kind of telling.
About the frog, the butt wipe.
Yeah.
That was funny. I can't lie.
Listen, when I don't want to cuss. I don't want. Who can read good? Y'all can read good.
You want me to read
cussing?
It? Could give
you
it here.
Good?
Let me read Tasha. It.
Man, come on, boy. Look, act like you don't cuss.
He's a teacher.
I do, but I, you know.
Yeah, you want me to read it?
Here we go. He was like, y'all bees don't want to F with dudes with messed up teeth, do you? So don't mess with me because I say that I want to deal with, you know, a particular type of woman. And he said, you weird people. He said, sincerely, from the bottom of my ball sack. That right there was awesome. He's like, I don't give a whatever about you.
That's
negative
funny.
Booty face. He said, I'm going to start giving away lace fronts for all you weird, sick females with skid row edges and low self-esteem. Aside from that, hop off these nuts. Look,
here's the thing.
Hold on. Wait, Sean. He said, half of y'all look like Budweiser frogs. That's why we started out with that. He said, so please come off of the bull. I will fire that ass up, roast you like hell, you overly sensitive duck face weirdos. Look here. When I saw, I could not stop because this man is getting beat up because of what it is that
his preference.
His preference.
Mm-hmm.
And why do we do that?
I don't know.
Why do people jack with other people because of their preference?
Right.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you my situation. I am always approached, and folks, y'all stay off my Facebook stuff, please. I get approached by people that are not my type at all.
In my part, please come for me so I can tell your ass something.
No, mm-hmm. I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't want to hurt nobody's
feelings.
Ahead.
Carry on.
I always get it, and I have a particular type that I like. Please don't be mad at me for what I like. And they come at me. I have some overly fluffy people, and this is not an indictment on y'all. And so some of them jump on
your words wisely.
Oh, right. So now they're going to come at me. I'm sorry. I'm a bigger guy, but
the
BBWs
will come for your ass.
They want to wrestle the match.
Buffalo Wild Wings. No, I don't. I have a particular type. Please don't get mad at me for that. I had somebody to get mad at me. Oh, you out there mess with all them skinny blah blah blahs, and you need to try you a. What? No, thank you. I'm good. That's why you're by yourself. No, I'm
big
good.
Girls
I'm
need a, love too.
I understand.
They keep you warm in the
I heard
time.
They nasty.
Listen.
Hey, I heard big girls nasty.
Listen, I'm not going off of what you heard.
I heard they some freaks.
I'm not going off what you heard.
And I heard they open their legs wide.
People, I am
lying, not. You are a liar.
Listen, the way that I'm set up, that is not me. That is not me.
I don't think anyone was upset.
I'm waiting on Chicken to hit us with the they got awesome
let
slow
his
neck.
Ass, let
about
his
to come
ass.
I don't. Yeah, y'all can let him have it. Here. I don't think that it was his preference that ticked her off.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's the talking about. It's the actual. Like everyone has their preference. You don't have to. Isolated, like everyone has a preference,
mm-hmm. Right?
Everyone has a preference, like whether mm-hmm. I say it, I mean, I politely just decline mm-hmm. most of the time, and then I get rude. But
yeah, when they keep pressing,
yeah. like it becomes the STFU.
Like, look here, nigga.
Please stop. Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
And then that's when you hear you not my type, and you will not be my type, no matter how hard you try, no matter what you do. Chill out. Right. But that's being that right there, though, when he creates a whole entire song and is he dissing the other women?
But here's the thing. Did he write
what
the song?
What was the song, though?
I don't know the original song. I don't know
it. What did he say? He said he only want to what?
F? He only want to F with the
black women with nice hair.
That's all he said.
Come on, man. Come on.
Come on, bro. That's all he said.
Come on, bro. I mean, I feel the preference thing. I got you. I'm with you on that. But look, but pragmatically speaking, come on, man.
Come on, what?
Come on, bro.
Bro, listen, I can't speak for Chris.
Repeat what he said.
He said, only wanna F the black bees.
You stop
with
right
the
there.
Nice
the
head.
Black bees?
Right. I mean, that right there.
Already is offensive.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's an offensive statement. It's not his preference that's offensive. It's what he said.
But you have people coming at this man for about what it is that he preferenced. Now, you look at the ones that he's had on this team before, his daughter's
you
mom.
Already
and
saw
like
that.
That.
He had a type.
Well, she's not black.
She's
understand.
Mixed. She's Asian and black.
Again, she's mixed. I mean, you got one drop in here. History says that you are, you black. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you outside looking like. But this man, he is getting crucified, and he's got to defend himself because of what it is that he likes. This is what he likes. Now, ladies, before y'all start all this stuff, please understand that men are visual creatures. Sean? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're very, very visual. Mm-hmm. Ladies, y'all to sit there and give a man a chance. Dude got a tooth coming up out of the top of his gums. Y'all to give that dude a chance. Men are not necessarily set up that way. And come on, Tasha, what? Shy?
I mean, what?
Y'all ain't gonna come to no defense for
about what?
What?
So, or am I lying?
About what? Will we about give someone a chance?
That don't look visually appealing.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I dated an ugly motherfucker.
You took one for the team?
And not really. He was cool as a fan. Yeah. You know, we clicked on some intellectual type shit, so I was okay.
There's a different connection. There is usually a different connection for our women anyway.
Right.
So I guess y'all go to sleep with the lights off.
It depends, because it just depends.
I mean, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to put it to you like this. When you click with somebody intellectually, y'all just like really like y'all hit it off, y'all like real cool. It's not like you sit up here and be like, damn, this motherfucker ugly. You don't say that shit until they make you mad. You ugly bitch. Like, you don't say that until they make you mad.
It's so true.
But I'm just saying.
But that's a female thing.
We
don't get that.
But I'm just saying, because y'all are visual. But us, if we click with them, chemistry-wise, everything else is cool. They don't. Yeah, they do kind of look a little better.
I mean, you look at B&J.
Okay, B&J for instance, fellas, for instance, follow me, like Sean say. So, let's just say you meet a beautiful woman. Oh, she's just gorgeous, ass fat. You need a lap dance, okay? But her attitude is so fucking nasty, and her heart is so black, the bitch is ugly to you, ain't she?
Oh, absolutely.
And you cannot deal with her. You don't give a damn how pretty she is, how big and nice that ass is, you are not fucking with her because she's nasty. She has a bad attitude.
Right.
I don't give a damn. I don't care. I can't. I hate your ass and stay away from me. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Same difference.
I guess. I mean,
But think about also. Let me piggyback on top of that. You can meet a chick, let's just say, since y'all more so visual, y'all not really going to date an ugly woman. But let's just say
somebody
she's kind of, right, that y'all think she's ugly. But you meet someone that's kind of halfway decent, not what you're used to, but she has a heart of gold, and she just treats you like she roll out the red carpet for your ass. Wouldn't you give her a shot?
I've tried it. Doesn't usually work out that way.
But you, but you gave it a shot, though. You gave her a shot. I rest my case.
Okay, so I mean, let's not roll past. Christy had a comment there. She said, define nice hair.
We don't even know, Christy. Like,
I don't know.
Because we can have nice hair, nice perm, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, now if you said Becky with the good hair, then we'll know what you're talking about, because that's the term that everybody used to decipher, you know, who it is. Like, you know, a white woman, a mixed woman, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But he said with nice hair.
I
we don't know exactly
said.
What he mean. It's too vague.
I mean, because Rihanna's brown. I think she's a brown girl.
Yeah.
Man, no, she ain't.
She's
a yellow
light,
bone.
She's light complected. But that hair ain't, that real hair ain't.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But so it depends. And that's a stress for him. And like you said, his good hair may be good hair. Like, good hair. How's the hairstyle? It could be a different, it could be a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Why assume his comments are about? I'm reading your stuff.
You're right. Yeah,
skin girl.
I agree. I mean,
all he said was black women with nice hair. That's it. That's all he said.
We're drawing an inference.
Yeah.
Because we know what his history is and who he dated before. And
right.
Usually they don't pass the paperback test. That's usually who we don't date. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what I'm going off of what I see.
Look, this man said
that's his preference.
He put his preference out there up front. And all y'all folks, stay out of my inbox. Please don't text me. I don't want to hear it. I like my preference. I like what I like. Is what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay? So just relax on that. I just don't like for people to come and try to mess with this man.
Because he's in the spotlight.
Did he even write it?
You know, that's what I'm saying. The song was Indigo. It's off the album Indigo, and it's Nita Stack. So just in case y'all want to look at it, I'm not telling y'all to go buy it because, hey, Chris Breezy.
But forget this, though.
Holler at your boy. We talk about you. Give us some checks.
That's why he's acting the fool.
Yeah.
But listen, my thing is this, though. Okay, because that stuck out because you said you like black women with nice hair. Okay, but how much or how many songs they have out there where they say, shake that ass, bitch. Bump
exactly.
That ass, bitch. And them bitches like,
and
ah!
I'm saying,
like,
and women get fucked over
that. Why? It's a double standard. Like, why?
Yeah.
All of these guys been dragging
you feel
your
like
ass.
You have, is it because they feel like they have a chance or you feel like, because I feel like with the B word is more offensive to me than his preference.
Right, than his
right.
preference. I don't
like, yeah, I mean,
what
that's
you
what
like.
I heard.
Like, that's
I don't
I
care
was,
what he like. I don't care what
I
he
don't
like.
Want
like,
him.
Right,
yeah.
right. I mean, because you are entitled to that, because I don't want you in my face about what I like.
Yeah.
This is what I like. How dare you, you know, come after me behind what I like. So whatever he's entitled to say whatever he pleases, and he's entitled to what he likes. So to be quite honest, regardless of whatever he said in the song, I don't give a damn. That's cool. I'm with it. Whatever. I ain't heard the song yet, but
y'all don't care either,
whatever you
want to
do
nice
it.
Beat.
That's it. Like,
whatever.
Who really sits and listens to lyrics like that anyway?
Anymore.
Except,
and to be honest, I like some of Chris Brown's songs. I'm kind of a fan of Chris Brown, but I'm not a person that just I listen to old school music.
Yeah,
I don't listen to none of this new stuff.
No, yeah. I listen.
So that's
listen
why I never
it.
Heard the song, and I didn't know what nobody was talking about. Keon had to bring it to my attention. Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. I'm completely oblivious to all of the new stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, man. And when this boy here just started going off, I can imagine him because you. But what he was talking about, the self-esteem, why some people have to go out there and spend that money to get those things and make those things happen for them because of their self-esteem. And have y'all ever noticed that people with the lowest self-esteem are the ones that sometimes are the most rude, they're the most nasty, mm-hmm. because they are hurting on the inside.
Because they have to have something to overshadow the pain that they feel within themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so even with your girl whatever her name, Tokyo or
Tokyo Vanity.
Yeah, even with her, is she even dealing with something and masking her stuff with other things by coming for him and saying that stuff? This, mm-hmm. I don't know if he even wrote the song. Mm-hmm. A lot of these artists don't even write the song. They just get out there and they get blasted for the lyrics. Now, of course, they have some input on what it is that's said, but if it just flows, it just flows.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how them two connected. What happened for them to even, I don't know if she heard the song and she just decided to respond to it, or if they had some other type of underlying something that happened with them and she decided to say, hey, you know, I'm going to go on ahead and let him have it. So I don't know. I don't know how that connection ended up with them two.
I don't know, but I know she was, baby. Yeah, I know that it was funny. It was funny. You got these skid row edges. Whew, please. Wow.
Yeah, that was
hilarious. Dude, I could not stop laughing over that. I couldn't. Anyway, Venetric, our friend Venetric Faye. Venetric, am I saying her name right?
Yeah.
Venetric.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She put a post, that's Sean's people. So just in case. Venetria, I know you're probably listening. So this one is from you. Now, the other day I put a post out, and I could not respond to this because I did not want to be a hypocrite. I said we have to learn how to put our nouns and our adjectives in their proper place. We can't be saying certain things, descriptive things, and making those things people and stuff like that. To use nouns. And then immediately I found this post. She said, from what I was just explained, black women no longer make good wives or mates because we no longer have good attributes. Men, can you address this, please? They don't make good mates. Black women. I'm just talking about what this post said. She had over 150 replies to it. And before we start, Tasha put up a post that had a young lady got baptized
by far
because she came with that same type of mentality.
And so if y'all all want to jump in on this, the number is 936-585-4627. Again, the number is 936-585-4627. Y'all want to jump in on this, because I knew it was going, you know, it's going to be a little.
This should be pretty good. I'm ready for this one, but. So what is your take on that?
Look, here's the thing. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to throw it out here. As Keon already said, don't jump in my inbox. I'm just going to say this. I don't think that black women necessarily are not making good wives. I think the problem is this. The problem is the terminology, strong black woman, is killing the family unit in the black family.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is that's a mentality now that a man has to press pass to be with her.
Yeah.
You never heard a white woman say, I'm a strong white woman. Mm-hmm. You never heard a Mexican woman say, I'm a strong Mexican woman. Mm-hmm. Never heard an Asian woman say, I'm a strong Asian woman. But only in our community and culture do we say, I'm a strong black woman. Mm-hmm. And when you are dealing with that, in my honest opinion, I don't want to take it too deep, but if we might as well talk about it. To me, that is a systematic division that has been thrown in our culture to make us come against each other. To say what old girl said in your post, I don't need no man.
Yeah.
So if you don't need me, I'm gonna move around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My issue with that is it goes deeper than that. So the strong black woman comes because of the systematic attack on our black men, which were the heads of our households before.
Right, right, right.
So when the incarceration of our black men started happening and these mothers started stepping up to become, the translation of and the definition of strong black woman has now been re-identified and redefined. But that was not the purpose of that actual phrase initially. Mm-hmm. So the strong black woman mentality, It's just getting back to redefining what it was meant for it to be before. It wasn't always, that phrase was not always a negative connotation against black women.
Mm-hmm.
It is now, but that's, when we look at the history of it, it softens the blow of what happened, and we need to go ahead and redirect it. the breakdown of tearing up. The goal was to attack the black families. Well, who's the head of the black families?
Black man.
Mm-hmm.
Black
and man. So when all of this incarceration started happening, you look in the 80s with the crack cocaine epidemic. Mm-hmm. When all these things started happening, when you got caught with an ounce of something and you went away for 15 years, mm-hmm. that was the actual demise of our mm-hmm. family. So it wasn't the strong black woman as of then, but it I could see it now, but that's because we're still dealing with the remnants. Of mm-hmm. that, yeah. So when you have that family in. Dynamic that's still broken, mm-hmm. the phrase "strong black woman" at this point, the anger that black women I think started carrying, you don't as a black me raising a son, you don't have the same opportunities to make the same mistakes as your Hispanic, your white, your Asian. Mm-hmm. You don't, and the anger of the one time that you do mess up. You get put away for a long time. Mm-hmm. The done. Anger inside of us hardens us because mm-hmm. now we have to be harder on you, on these men. We mm-hmm. have to be harder on our sons. We have to watch who we're bringing in, why we're bringing them in, because men are forgetting that the attack is on them.
Mm-hmm. We didn't forget.
No, we didn't forget. We get reminded of that all the time.
Y'all didn't forget, but there are a lot of men out there that are making irresponsible decisions. And what's happening is that strong black woman phrase is becoming a stigma.
Let me be devil's advocate for a second. The men that are making the irresponsible decisions, unfortunately, a lot of the women that consider themselves strong black women allow those men to choose them.
Right.
Yeah. And so that becomes now the stigma that you put on every man that's a black man, and that's not who we are. The argument, and I won't even say an argument, we had a little bit of a debate with the young lady that was on Tasha's post because she was going in on how, you know, black men are this, black men are that, and she can do this, that, and the other by herself. And my whole thing to her was, well, you let that dude choose you. Right. That's not all of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? And so at the end of the day, you have black men who are living up to their responsibilities.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, too, to add to what you just said, when we start talking about the whole welfare system and the things that happen with that. Mm-hmm. So now, as a black man, I couldn't be in the house.
Exactly.
Because if I'm in the house, my family not going to get fed.
That's right.
You know? So I mean, it's a whole bunch of things that were out there that we're not paying attention to, and we're so busy buying into the whole stigma of I got to do this because this is how I've always been because I've had to take care of my family by myself. Well, that was the plan.
Yeah.
And that was
and
the
it worked
thing.
To perfection.
And
though.
And that but the, not just that. A lot of these women never remarried, okay? So a lot of because they didn't want to divorce their husbands because of their religious beliefs, they stayed in with dealing with their families and they took care of their households. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, as a young woman who sees that, I don't understand, and I it wasn't my story, but I can understand how you have these young women who are confused, who don't understand how their mom can be so weak and wait, or be so weak and never do this and have to do it all by herself. Mm-hmm. And so now you get the disease of strong black woman, now as a disease going, my mom did it by herself. Mm-hmm. I can do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't need a man to do this. And that wasn't what her mother was actually trying to portray.
Fine.
Exactly.
When in actuality,
you
they
did
are
not.
Real toxic. Mm-hmm. There are some toxic individuals. Mm-hmm.
So it becomes, it's just one of those things where I feel like the strong black woman, I don't, even for all of the posts, there was a post Keon posted a while back too, this last week. And I don't know if those posts are for the opposite sex to actually respond as much as it's for the actual sex of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Like, yeah, I don't, like when she said men, please, they can't because they're not women. Right. So that they can explain what they feel as what a strong black woman is, but it's up for us to go back to our mothers, our grandmothers, and start actually doing our own homework as to why do we feel this way? Why are we this way? Why is it, why does it look like this?
Mm-hmm. And I think that we continue because it's familiarity. What we tend to do is it's hard to take the hard road and it's easier to take the easier road. It's harder to go out there to be as a man. It is difficult in some cases to step up and be a James Evans in the house. Yeah, we living in the projects. We are over here struggling. But, you know, that man stayed there. Yes, and then with the welfare situation, you couldn't be caught there in the house. But James said, no, that's not going to be our story. We're going to push through this, you know, through this situation. And it becomes so it's very challenging, because those things, one thing begets another, and you have situations where you don't have those examples there in that house, mm-hmm. and that starts to have problems, and that brings about some of these attitudes that mm-hmm. some of our sisters have. I don't need you in the situation, mm-hmm. which would make some of the girls in the family say, okay, well, I don't need no man. And then some of the boys that are growing up who don't have those positive male mm-hmm. figures in their life, mm-hmm. I'm not against anybody's sexual orientation, their preference in it. That ain't my battle. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're right, wrong. I love everybody, and this is the God's honest truth. But you have an overly, it's out there.
It's
out there, and a lot of times it's because we all just want to simply be loved. That's mm-hmm. it, and we can get that love from our friends. You know, our girls are getting that, really, because they don't know how to establish. Some of them don't know how to establish those relationships with men. From the boys' perspective, they don't have the positive men in their life at home that they have to see. So they start mimicking the behaviors that they have from the women. Now, but one or two extremes is going to happen. Either he's going to be overly feminine, or he can turn out to where he becomes, you know, very aggressive toward women. And this is just a perpetuation of our community and the things that's happening out there. But to go back to that point, why is that so difficult, though?
Oh, let me tell you.
Why is it difficult for some of our sisters to bow down and say, and I know they don't like that word.
I got a spiritual slant one slot. One shot gets through with it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sha.
Here's my thing. Let me tell y'all something. I know I always say everybody should go to therapy. Well, I've been going. I went to my last one. My therapist, if you ain't never been called a name, it's one thing to be called a B. It's something else when they hit you with these clinical titles. Mm-hmm. I told my therapist, you got one more time to call me, one more name. And when you start looking at this stuff, though, and a friend and I were talking last week, and as we're doing, getting stuff done, literally she must have cried for like 35 minutes straight just by listening what's happening in my therapy. It's helping her. The issue is we don't even know what's really wrong. And honestly, this is the reason why I say therapy is not for everybody. I take it back.
I would sure like to go. I can tell you that much.
It's not for everybody. And I'm going to tell you why. It's one of those things you got to be ready for and prepare and open for, because mm-hmm. they start calling you all kind of names. And it's nothing you can do, because the thing about a therapist is that mirror is actually the only mirror at the table. That's what I think therapy is. Instead of you being in relationships and we have these moments where everybody shows us who we are, this therapist is up here actually holding a mirror in front of you like, this is you. This is what you just said. And you're like, no. But I meant this. But what you said was this. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is this. But what I meant was, and I think that it's not until you get to that one, you get that little breakthrough. And it takes time, because I know I would go and stop and go and stop. But my therapist uncovered one thing for me that really helped me, which helped my friend. When you're looking for, you start pouring out of people, right? And so it's called, you know, I ain't gonna tell the other freaking phrase because I just started liking it. But basically, we have these things that are missing. And we said it a few weeks ago, and you don't even know you're missing it. You're thinking it's this, this, this. And when you find out that it started when you were 8 or 7 or whatever, you realize nobody, everyone that you've been upset with, that you've been waiting on to fulfill this and that, nobody had an opportunity. They didn't have a chance, to be honest, if you don't get that stuff checked out.
Okay. So caller. It looks like we got a caller in.
Okay.
All right. Kay, callers, tell us who you are. Tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Houston.
Hey, Houston.
Las Vegas is my Facebook name.
Hey, lady.
I wanted to comment on something that Shai touched on.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about people needing to have introspection and actually take a close look at themselves. I think a lot of time people do experience hurt in their past relationships that harden them to make them become these strong black women. You can put that in quotations. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, no one ever taught them how to love,
right.
mm-hmm. how to nurture, or mm-hmm. how to understand what submission looks like in a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, even when they hear about it, they're not interested in learning it. Because there are people who come up in, like, really rough situations who grow up to become, you know, loving people, and then they learn how to embrace it. But it's a cycle, and it can only be broken if the people who are interested in breaking it choose to.
That's right.
And so the stigma that happens, it happens with people who are not choosing submission. They're not choosing healthy communication within relationships. They're just choosing what they're used to.
Right.
That was good, girl.
That's good. I can agree with that.
I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
That's a Booker T. Washington Eagle right there.
Oh, look, I love your show.
Bless her. Right. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Come through, Studio Wood. Okay.
Acres Home.
Just in case you didn't know. Hey, thank you for calling. But yeah, I agree with that. Some of us don't have that. But I might want to push back a little bit, because a lot of that we don't learn, but if it's important to us, we'll figure out a way to make it happen.
True.
And if it's not, we'll come up with an excuse. And I think a lot of times those excuses precede us and get us caught up into situations. I love my mom, but I'm 44 years old, and I do not recall my mom ever saying that I love you. Now, what my mom does say is that y'all know that I love you. And I know that she loved me based on the fact that she has done this, and this. Mm-hmm. Now, how did she get there? My grandmother and my grandpa had 12 or 13 kids. It's real hard to be showing a whole lot of affection out
my
there
mom
like
is the same
that.
Way.
Kind of like I show my daughter affection all the time.
You don't hear him say
that. I've seen Shy interact with her son, and she shows affection all the time. And so that's not very difficult. But when you have 13, 12, it's a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little bit. And so you can't teach what you don't necessarily
know.
You don't know.
Well, sure. My mom is like that also. But there's this thing with my kids. I can't walk out the house without them, number one, policing me.
Where you going?
Yeah, where you going? Where you going? What you going to do?
They police me.
But something that's consistent in my house is I love you. Yeah. I love you, kiss and hug. That's my kid. That's their thing. They say, I love you, kiss and hug. Mommy, you about to go? Yeah. Okay, I see y'all. Like, whatever. Okay, I love you, kiss and hug. They got to have that. And that's I don't care if I come home and leave the house four more times. If I'm running errands, they're going to still say, I love you, kiss and hug, if they don't jump in the car with me.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother raised me and my brother, my oldest brother. And when we moved there from my mom, we kissed my mom every single night and said, I love you. Mm-hmm. Now, we were deathly afraid of my grandma. So I remember the first night we both standing out the door like, you go first. No, you go first. But we really could not sleep without a kiss and I love you. We literally could not rest. And it made her uncomfortable to the point that, but she ended up loving it. She loved y'all too. And when we would be upset with her, oh, y'all not kissing me goodnight. You know what I mean? Right. And it's those little things that you kind of start picking up. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying, when you go through counseling, you think it's one thing. You get angry. I'm angry for people, friends, family, not pouring into me the way I pour into them. Well, the thing is, I was seeking protection from them from something that I didn't feel protected from when I wasn't able to protect myself. Mm-hmm. Then you realize not just the forgiveness in all of that, but the forgiveness of yourself. You get angry with yourself and you have no idea, but you're angry with yourself that you have to get and go back and apologize to yourself and actually forgive yourself. We got another call
over here.
Carla, tell us who you are. Tell us where you're coming from. Hello.
Oh, what's up? It's Chippy Z.
Hey, what's happening, Chief?
Not much. Hey.
Good deal.
So briefly, yeah. I don't know how true it is, but I read that the issue with black parents showing their kids affection openly dates back to slavery. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if the slave master saw that you loved your kids, they oftentimes they would use that against you as a way to control you. So I heard that over time it's been passed down as a way to kind of protect kids from, you know, from danger. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how true it is, but right. I've heard that before.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, man.
No doubt.
Thank you, Chick-Z.
Yeah, we go. Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Go ahead, Kim, but I just saw a comment that I want to address.
Which one? Who's you? I have one.
It says, I saw, what is it, Umo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It said, how do you learn something that is not introduced to you?
Yeah.
Well, trial and error.
Yep.
If you did not grow up in a home where it was taught, or you didn't get a chance to see it or experience it firsthand, then we go into, at you know, growing into adults, trial and error.
Mm-hmm. And listen, everybody not lying. You're going to hear mm-hmm. some of the same stuff over and over again. Not everybody. Mm-hmm. At some point, you heard that growing up. Everybody ain't lying. At mm-hmm. some point, even if you like or don't like or dislike what they're saying, mm-hmm. sometimes there's some truth. Mm-hmm. In what's being said.
Yeah. I really want to address Christy's point. Christy put a question out there, Sean, and says, who has protected the black woman? We could go down a path on this thing. I can understand attempts, because I can speak from me. I can speak from when, you know, obviously back historically, when the black man tried to protect the black woman, he was killed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is what it is. But also, too, this is a message for the ladies. If you have a man that's in your life that's trying to protect you mm-hmm. and he puts a hedge of protection in a certain place, boo, if you make a decision to go outside of that hedge of protection, don't get mad at me for not coming out there and
right.
and coming to rescue you.
You want to be
protected. Let us protect you when we come in, and don't make our jobs hard. Our job is to come. No.
You're right. That's why I'm laughing.
Because if you, man, I really don't want to turn this into a churchy situation. But if you look at the situation, we had protection and you had provision, and we ain't supposed to sit there and violate those things. But doggone it, when we do it, don't sit back like you're entitled to it, and don't show some type of appreciation for what it is that we do for you. And don't make our jobs hard. I don't mind protecting my woman. I will protect you. I will do everything I can. I will lay down my life. But damn it, if you make a decision to go out there, don't walk away and sit there and think that I'm going to chase after you with this situation, because that's what tends to happen. I'm big and bad. Okay, you big and bad, going out there, figure it out by yourself.
Ooh, you said that with your chest.
No, you're right, because it's listen, we're supposed to be the protectors. We're supposed to be the providers. But when we're out there doing our jobs to protect and to provide and to give provision, how about some type of appreciation for what it is that we are doing? Ladies, I understand, man. Life is difficult. Scott Peck said that the road less traveled. Life is difficult. I get it. The picture in the doggone dictionary of struggle, ladies, don't, especially my sisters, don't walk around with the bloodstained banner like y'all are the dictators and the authors of struggle. We also struggle as well. Mm-hmm. So please don't sit there and make our job more difficult than what it is. And I hope I didn't go off the rail with you, Christy. I think I like you, but because that was a great question. But just you asked the question, I gave my answer. Sean?
So here's the thing. I'm going to say two things, because I want to say this before I forget about it, too. Talking about back to the whole thing with the parents, one thing that I did with my mom was the same way. My mom was not a very affectionate person, but as I got older, what I wanted to see, I began to give.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, back to what we were saying with that as well, with what you were just saying, Keon, on the spiritual slant of it, since you don't want to go there, I'll be who I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is, if we're not careful and we don't look at this thing and recognize it is for what it is the epitome of a Jezebel spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you understand who Jezebel was in the Bible, she was a woman who was sold into slavery. And she was sold to Ahab, okay, to protect herself. Watch this. To protect herself, as she's the queen, she put nothing but eunuchs around her,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
okay? Meaning, if you don't know what a eunuch is, it's a castrated man. So what she really wanted.
Gilding. According to Horst, he's a gilding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What he got no tools.
He had to put that country in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's, yeah. Right. He had to put the country in there. Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So in essence, what she wanted was the presence of a man, but not the authority and the power of a man. That's how she controlled the situation. And so when we start dealing with this whole setup, okay, mm-hmm. the whole I don't need a man, what you're basically saying is, I want the presence of a man.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't want to follow the authority.
Right.
I don't want to submit to you because I feel like my mission is better than yours.
Right.
That is the
well,
whole
I don't know
agenda.
If they know they saying
hold,
all
hold,
that.
Hold on.
I got something for you, baby. Hold on. We're going to roll right on into it in a second.
That is the whole agenda of this thing to separate us.
Yeah.
Is to make sure that you, Keon, makes less than Tasha.
Yeah.
Is to make sure that when we go out into the job market, black men, our salaries don't look like the black woman's.
I said that the other day.
Okay. At the end of the day, in education right now, we deal with the same thing. Yeah,
absolutely.
The only time we make money is when we move into administration, and even in that, it's hard.
Exactly.
Wait okay. to slide on off into that. Come on, keep on going, Pastor.
You know,
throw it out there.
So all of this thing is a plot of the enemy to separate us.
Mm.
Point blank, period.
So let me slide my ass spoken. On this
right,
one.
And
I'm
going to
let Keon go on ahead. Keon went on ahead and opened up that dough for me.
Follow the pastor.
And I'm going to go on ahead. And for those of you that don't follow me, of course, I manage the Doctor's Orders page, and I tend to post a lot of stuff, and I tag all of my co-hosts in it. And my name on Facebook is Natasha Jolivet. So I post a lot of things on my page more so than the Doctor's Orders page sometimes. And for the post, just in case you're wondering what post we were talking about, that there was, you know, a debate going back and forth. The post, it was a meme that I found on Instagram. And the post said, ladies, your education, career, and money will never wake up one day and decide to leave you.
Mm.
Okay. Let me tell you my spiel. It's a little lengthy, but I'll try to make it quick. I saw this and I thought, that's cool. I can dig that. But ladies, just because you have these things, don't ever make A or your man think that you don't need him just because you are capable of taking care of yourself. Some of you pop your collar and make your man feel like you could care less if he was here or not. But when he ends up with the woman that you feel doesn't match up to you or who's still a work in progress, you scream he downgraded. No, ma'am, no matter how much you have, you are in fact the downgrade, and he has now upgraded. Why, you ask? Because men don't look for the same thing in women that women do men. You see, most females look for established men. Some are just looking for a trophy, and some fellas do the same. But a grown-ass man is looking for a woman that will add and maintain his peace. Well, that will add to and maintain his peace. Someone who will respect his position in her life and support him when regrouping if he happens to fall short. Many of the ladies beat him up. You're not supportive and you're disrespectful as shit. You beat on your chest like King Kong and expect him to lay out his jacket for you over puddles of water. There's a difference between being the gift of woman created for man than the fella he got to spitbox with when he comes home. Know your place, my boy. He needs a woman, not a man.
Yep. Period.
So.
Period.
With
Did
that
you
being
say
said,
my boy.
Yeah,
I call him my boy because that's what you are.
Yeah.
You acting like a man now.
Right.
You know. So, of course, everyone, women and men, and it was mostly men commenting on that post, and they all agreed. They was like, yes, right.
And then
it had women
dun.
Yeah. Ooh, I like this. Shy right. commented, I like this, and you know, everyone was with it. They were with it. There was some. Chick don't know who she is. She commented and she basically said, I thought this was going to go somewhere meaningful. Then you called us females and I was incorrect. Now, this is what kicked that off. She didn't like the fact that I said females. Well, I responded
what do you mean,
to
called
her.
Called us females?
I called them.
What's she meant?
Hold on.
Oh,
let me get
yeah.
That.
Oh.
And then basically she was talking about I had some type of internal basically saying that. I have an
misogynistic or something.
No,
something.
Yeah, that I'm basically I don't like women.
Yeah,
I have this problem with women,
like
prejudice. Basically I'm prejudiced against women.
Mm. Right.
So not true. Of course, I respond to the female situation, and I said, "So are you not a female?" She never responded.
No,
no,
no
more
reply.
After that.
No reply.
I didn't get a reply from her. She never responded to me. Ooh. But then my homegirl.
I'm going to call her a fool.
Help us.
I said it. Girl, you out your mind.
You hit me over here and help us, Lord.
Right. She agreed with her. She agreed that she didn't like it or whatever. And she said, yes, sis, I don't need any man but God. There's a difference. I'll never give a man that much power over me to make him feel I need him. That's why I have the education that I have. So I never need anyone. I always want a man and want that companion, but absolutely not. I don't need him. Just going off of your words in your post, I said.
Oh, that's why. You single. That's her name. Miss You Single. How you doing? How you doing?
So
Miss
I
you
said
single?
Power. It's only power to those who don't know order. There's an order, whether we like it or not, that we're supposed to stay in when it comes to marriage. Let's scratch monetarily. I'm talking respect.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all need to learn order in the household.
Yeah. And from that point, it took off. And
y'all
to
got
be,
to go on my
why
page.
Why he's not like
go on
the kid telling the story? It took off.
And it took off. No, I'm serious. Because it took off from there. Because this, and I called it reckless language that she's using out there. And that's the type of regular. You are perpetuating exactly what she just said.
Christy, you are correct.
Yes.
you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, so those of you that don't follow me, of course, if you want to look at the whole spiel, because it was a good debate. Yeah. Keon and Sean jumped in on it, so y'all might want to follow me.
It was good.
I might be maxed out, but Natasha Jolivet, look me up and go look at the post.
Yeah, man.
And you'll be able to read the rest of it.
What? Well,
you know, go ahead and read the rest. You know, I tend to have things happen like that on my page, so it'll be good if you guys, you know, can look. I mean, everyone, I don't ever have a problem with anyone voicing their opinion. I'm completely okay with it because I like the debate and it's good for the show anyway.
So let me pull this back. Yeah. I'm sorry for calling you a fool.
So y'all
I really
know
am.
What,
I'm really
how
sorry.
People think,
I'm know? Sorry for calling her a fool. You confused, but I'm not going to call you a fool because that language, you're going out there. And so she goes on and she was saying some things in here. This man would never be the king of my castle. Mm-hmm. Your castle? Yeah. Because I don't need him to do. Okay, but he ain't never going to be the king of your castle. That's the problem right there.
Enjoy them cats.
Yeah, just go and sit up there with your kittens and your dogs and your birds.
Nah, she going to marry somebody. She going to marry somebody like the one we did a few weeks ago when no girl didn't want to add his name to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. She going to have to take care of
him. Now she got
But
well,
on top of that,
hold on.
She ain't going to be taking
that's
care
not,
of no
that's not, she said she if he doesn't make more than her, she's not going to even look his way.
Right, and I asked her, so you mean to tell me that the financial, that the amount of money that the man makes him more masculine? Is that what she said? And she wanted to sit down and look, I ain't even argue with you, but I just know that you're probably going to end up with somebody who's probably going to walk out on you.
Christy, or, that is true.
Or he's going to be cheating on you. You think, and she says that she was married for 21, 20-something years, and the guy that she was with, you know, they split, whatever the case was. But if you're out there and this is the behavior and this is the language, the man that you got at your house, he ain't going to stay there long. Because we're not coming up in there to fight, I don't think.
We
like we want peace, man. We come to the house and we doing all this dang arguing back and forth for what? We argue out there in the marketplace. We continue to have to prove ourselves to everybody else, and then to come home and to continue to fight. A man, damn it, gets tired. I'm gonna put down my gloves and I'm gonna walk out the ring.
So I responded and I said, "Oh my, so will you tell him he ain't shit? If he don't make more money than you, what if he's a great man to you?" She said, "First and foremost, I wouldn't deal with that type. I'm at an age, and you know I have too much going on, too much education to deal with a man that's not equally yoked with me." I understand women just want a man, any man. I'm not her and not desperate to just have any man a crown they don't deserve. All men aren't kings. I said equally yoked don't mean education monetarily. I say it's spiritually, everything God, come out of that.
Me, you done jumped on Chickasee. Here's the thing. You know how that usually works out? She gonna have to get it anyway. She gonna either get exactly what she want and all the remnants that come with that, or she gonna get what she want and end up with what she don't want and have to deal with all the remnants of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you shall walk.
Oh, but I can tell you one thing.
You shall walk that look. That, you shall walk it.
Church! You can find
that was what we did a few weeks ago. He wasn't making money, and she liked where he was, and then she started making less money. Mm-hmm. And now she needs his help, but he buying a motorcycle.
Yeah. You know, there's a term, there's a term that we all like to use. And, you know, my God has a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he know how to whip that ass.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
got you.
Here you go. I got you.
And you watch this.
Have this, baby. Have it. Because I said, this is not what you need.
Yeah.
But this is what you want, and you're adamant. Oh, by all means, here you go.
Yeah.
Now let's see. You'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, because you gotta go through it.
You will be back.
She gonna come back scarred up.
That's the beautiful side of that commitment thing.
And the crazy part though, and then I'm gonna say it because that's how I feel it. I ain't shit because I don't take you. After you done got out there and got scarred up as a black man, I ain't nothing. Who's that? My brother.
LB. Shit, she needs to make love to her books then, Miss Education.
But yeah, but then we ain't nothing. The black man ain't nothing because I'm not going to take you after you had the opportunity to be with us or be with me. You chose to go out there because you wanted to be all big high rolling stuff like this. And now you done got, you know, put in your place. And now we ain't nothing if we don't accept you. That's not acceptable, ma'am. Mm-hmm. It's not. Please, you probably need to rethink everything that you posted and go ahead and delete it.
But that right there pretty much solidified what I posted about.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, and just like that. And I was like, well, damn, this is what I'm talking about. I understand it's okay to have yourself to where you don't need to depend on nobody. That's okay. That's completely okay. I'm saying don't make your man feel like you don't need him, because if you feel like you don't need him, he ain't gonna be there.
Hey, man ain't gonna, yeah. A man ain't gonna be nowhere. He
You're
ain't
gonna be
needed.
By yourself.
He's not.
Whether you like it or not, they're, like I said, order, and he's the head. I mean, if he don't, that's telling him that, you know, I'm the head.
Yeah.
This my shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not fucking with you if you don't have this. And, you know, yeah. I mean,
don't y'all just love the way all this just goes biblically and right back straight?
It does.
And Tasha's so sincere right now. I mean, that's how shit happens.
Right. That's just what it is. I mean, yeah.
I love it in the
words of a great man. I'm just talking about what I'm
talking
about.
What I'm talking about, baby. Anyway, y'all, we got to wrap this thing up, man. Tell us what's going on. What's next, Tasha? What do you got? Anything going on? Need to add? Take away? No.
I'll let everybody know. I'm just, you know, I like to tread lightly, and I like to stay quiet about things until I just say, boom, here we go.
Okay.
But yeah, just look out for the film that I have going. I have a couple projects going. So just stay tuned for that, and I'll let you all know, you know, what to look for, when to look for it. Also, I do have a film on Netflix that I just found out because a friend of mine found it. Okay. And she was like, oh, Tasha, look what I found this morning. And she sent it to me. And so I do have the film, The Foreign Exchange Student, is on Netflix. So you guys can go and see it if you haven't had the chance to.
Oh, girl.
Shameless
plug. If you haven't had the chance to see it yet. I also have another project that I was in called Six. Mm. It's a drama series. And you can find that on YouTube. They have a couple of things going on with that. You know, gang other projects going. But, you know, stay tuned.
Okay. Sean, what you got, brother?
Well, I got let me make sure I'm reading this right. Leading Ladies Network International, having their fireworks women's gathering this weekend. I'm on a panel.
Okay.
Relationship panel that they're having Saturday morning from 9 to 1. It's a question and answer panel. That's at Free Indeed Church International, I believe is the name of that church. The 7111 Homestead Road. If you want to come out, we'd love to see you. Also, you can come and fellowship with me on this Sunday morning at House of the Lord Impact Center Church, located at 8611 Daffodil Street. I am actually ending a series this week on having an ear to hear. Love to see you in the house. Worship begins at 10:30.
Sha, it's a lot of ladies out there might need to be looking at your service. What's that website and all that?
My website is myskinchick.com. You can find me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, of course, and just inbox me, and I can give you more information. But you gonna
get them a discount if they mention that they heard it on the Doctor's Order Show?
I will work something out. Let me tell y'all something. Discount.
Hey, discounts don't work for small businesses. You're right.
It's called support.
Yeah.
It's already discounted. Look.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just shooting. I'm still shooting. I got some slots available. I'm doing my 75 my $75 for an hour shoot. So if anybody wants to shoot, come holler at your boy. I'm ready. Try to get some stuff turned around. I got some work that I'm working on right now. I did a engagement shoot yesterday, man. It really came out pretty good. I got a new toy, man. It's 42 megapixels, and that thing shoot like a machine gun. But at any rate, that's beside the point. Y'all check me out on Clearview Productions, Clearview Photography. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. So check us out.
Oh, yeah. And my Instagram also, you can follow me. It's I_am_ljolee, E-L-J-O-L-E-E on Instagram, and Natasha Jolivet on Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow our Doctor's Orders page also, yeah, because we like to post a lot of things there.
Yep.
And that's just Doctor's Orders.
We like to start fights over there. We love to start fights.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
If so, you want to fight. Oh, you loves to fight.
And they in it. Yeah. In it to win it,
too.
Come
on up in there, y'all. It was fun. It was real. We're going to check y'all out on the flip side. Y'all good?
Good.
Yeah.
Signing off, Captain. Holla at you.
See y'all
later. Good.
Bye.
Peace.